Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Yeah, I missed this all last week. And every time I would see a story in the news, I'd go, oh, that's a good, bad, or dumb.
Where would it land?
For 5 days while I was away last week. So I need my good, bad, and the dumb fix, so let's get the good of the day.
Well, you know, I'm going to preface it by saying this, that I am bringing a story from last week because you were not around to talk about it.
Okay, that's totally fine.
But I'm going to save it for the end.
Oh, okay, very good.
The good of the day, it comes with a bit of bad. As we all probably know, Chadwick Boseman died Friday.
Yeah.
But the good is his final tweet, the posthumous tweet that came out, you know, where it was just from his Twitter side, and it just said, you know, it's with great sadness and news, you know, announcing that Chadwick Boseman had passed away at the age of 43 from colon cancer. The good of it is that tweet made history as the most liked tweet in the site's history.
That's pretty awesome.
At currently right now, I checked just before we got on air, it has 7.3 million likes.
Wow. Amazing.
So,
amazing. I know I liked it.
Yeah. I mean,
I was amazed, and I did not know this. He was sick all of those movies. He was
no
sick.
Idea.
He was getting treated. He never brought it to public light. And here was the other thing. He was going to like children's hospitals to cheer up children that were dealing with cancer as well, and he played the superheroes and cheered up kids all while fighting this. And listen, I'm not a big woe is me guy, but I definitely don't know if I could be like that, where I just kept it so private but just continued to plow forward. Good for him.
I mean, you know, and the type of movies he made weren't just, hey, let me sit, you know, I'm not playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt sitting in a wheelchair where I can just say some lines. I mean, he's doing action movies.
Yeah, he was doing the superhero movies, too.
Like, yeah.
As well as 40, he did 42,
yep.
Right? The Jackie Robinson movies.
Did he do 42 while going through chemo?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know when these movies were out. Listing movies he was in.
Yeah, I know he did Civil War, both Endgame
movies.
And Infinity War.
Yeah.
I think he did Thurgood Marshall. He did the one about the Central Park. I can't remember what the name of that movie is.
The weird thing about it was, like, when I see that, right, I go, it's kind of like when my wife told me Kobe died, right? My first thought is accident, right? Like car accident or what, how did, you know, so my first thought when I heard the news was, oh, he must have been in an accident.
Yeah.
Because he's 40, you know, he's young.
43.
Right? And then I found out he'd been battling cancer for 4 years. And I'm like, my first thought after that was, should I have known that? Did everybody know that and I didn't know that? And then I found out nobody knew that.
Nobody.
Right? And it was in unbelelievable.
And what a legacy, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, just in the short amount of time where he just came to prominence, you know, came onto the scene as a leading actor. Some of the roles he played, I mean, you saw it all weekend long. If you're following social media, I mean, ABC did a whole special on him yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he played some prominent individuals.
Yep, he certainly did.
You know, but yeah, he'll always probably be remembered most for Black Panther.
Absolutely. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, sticking to social media, is for all those people who are flexing their social media muscles because George Hill did not make it out in time for the national anthem.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the Bucks, George Hill, who was the prominent voice in the protest that led to the NBA being shut down for a couple of days, which you were on vacation for.
Yep.
He didn't make it out to the tunnel, and then they showed him as he's walking, national anthem starts, and he's in the tunnel, and he stops, and he waits there as the national anthem is being sung. And then he continues on his way. Some people took that as a sign that, you know, he's still keeping up with the protests, not joining his teammates out on the floor. But George Hill was asked after the game why he was not there. And here's his reply.
There's a specific reason you weren't out in the arena during the national anthem.
You want the honest truth?
Yep.
Okay, I take a
every time before the game. I've been doing it for the last 4 years. If you go back and watch any footage of our previous games before we come down here to this bubble, that's what I do before every game. And, you know, so happened that you guys were snoozing in the hallways and called me coming back from my pregame ritual. And that's what I always do. That's the honest truth.
They asked.
They asked. It's a pregame ritual, folks. What are you going to do?
All right, fine. I'll tell you. This is what I do.
So, I mean, will there a camera be on him next game?
Right.
Now,
exactly.
Even, what if this was a lie? Does he have to now say, oh, God, now I got to stay back?
You said you did this before every game, but we saw you. Got to chill for a sec. That's funny, man.
That is funny. You know what? But, I mean, everyone has their own rituals. I guess that is one.
Yeah. Having gone to a million press conferences, I always perk up when an athlete, coach, or somebody that's at the subject of the press conference says, do you want the honest truth? Because you go, oh, could this be, yeah, what, like, how are you going to say this compared to the spin that you're normally giving us on a day-to-day basis? Yes, I'll gladly take the honest truth. That's a little much, but again, you asked. That what are you going to get? I mean, you got it. He asked, he warned you. Then you said yes, and he says, all right, fine. Here you go. Here's the information you want.
This is fantastic. I was so happy that happened.
I did too.
I was waiting, you know, I mean, I'd be fine if he says, no, I was just protesting. And, you know, silent protest. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I get it. But it was kind of refreshing to say, here's something simple, you guys. This is all it is. And then just, I mean, they can't take this any further. Unless they catch him, you know, maybe eating a hot dog or a plate of nachos before the game, and he's just sitting in the tunnel finishing it off.
That's great. That's great. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is you going on vacation when your favorite, and I'm using air quotes right now, favorite baseball team just kind of metzed all over themselves.
That's what I heard while I was gone. They were kind of a mess, but give me more details.
Here's what happened. Okay, so as you probably remember, when the was it Friday or Thursday? It was on Thursday. The Mets and the Marlins come out, and there's this whole thing. They came out. They took their spots along the first and third base lines, stood there for 42 seconds in silence, then laid some jerseys down, and then they left the field. And decided not to play. This was their protest.
This was their protest. So
this was their
the
way of saying it. I think it was afterwards, or maybe slightly beforehand, Mets general manager Brody Van Wagenen, was it Van Wagenen?
Yeah.
Was caught on a hot mic.
Yeah, he got in some trouble.
Here's the recording.
Baseball's trying to come up with a solution. Say, no, you know, it'd be super powerful. Three of us here. Can't leave this room. They say, you know, it'd be really great if you just have them all take the field. Then they leave the field. And then they come back and play at 8:10. And I was like, what?
Who's that?
Rob. Jeff, scheduling's going to be a nightmare. There's so much mistake. And I said, Jeff, that's not happening.
They're not dealing with reality.
They're not playing, but that's Rob's instinct. And Rob, not exactly what you and I were talking about, at leadership level, he doesn't get it. Just doesn't get it. And
that's so...
Anyway, we're waiting. Jeff wants to hear, as soon as we hear from the Marlins, whatever we do, we need to coordinate with the Marlins. So as soon as Conforto hears from Rojas, right? Miguel Rojas?
Yeah.
Let me know, because Jeff's standing by for that call, and then we...
So the short story is, he was basically saying how much Rob Manfred doesn't get players. Now he doesn't understand what the players are doing, because he thought this was their whole his idea.
Oh,
he thought it was Manfred calling down to, you know, the Will Pons, and I don't know who the owner of the.
That this was all an orchestrated thing by Major League Baseball, basically saying to the players, "Wouldn't it be great if you did this and protested the game?"
So he was blasting Rob Manfred for saying, you know, basically calling Rob Manfred stupid.
Yeah, right.
And saying, you don't get the players. You don't understand. You're so excluded from what they want to do. You have no idea. You're a terrible commissioner. Meanwhile, this was the Wilpons' idea.
Yeah.
His boss's idea. That because he was calling out saying was stupid.
I know there was news about the Wilpons like publicly chastising Brody Van Wagenen when I was away. I kept seeing that news. And I go, what in the world did he do? And then I kind of got caught up to speed. But yeah, that was so who had the microphone? Where was that?
It was apparently a college student or a college intern.
It always is, isn't it?
It was who just happened to be in there and just was recording.
Oh God.
While this was going on. I don't know if he thought maybe he's like, ooh, I should probably record this because this is gonna be hot. I don't know if he was recording from the get go. I'm not sure. I don't know what's gonna happen.
How do you do this if you're Brody? Do you just go, all right, I finally said it. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going to backtrack on it.
Hey, the Mets are selling their team. It looks like Steve Cohen is the front runner now. Yeah. You know, A-Rod and J-Lo stepped, backed away. That's kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
But it looks like Steve Cohen will be it. He's not going to have him as their general manager. And Van Wagenen will go back to being an agent again.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the most Metsian thing ever.
But it's close. It's close. Up there. It's on the large list.
I still say batting out of order.
We've done this show for a little over 2 years, and I feel like we could write a book.
Right.
On the amount that's of why, Netsian that's things why, that we talked about on this program.
That's why this fell into the dumb of the day. Not for what Brody said, for you right. being absent.
That's right. That is the good, the bad, the dumb. It's brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. They give you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. That's why Keto Energy Shots consistently gets 5-star reviews. Hey, the secret is the patented all-natural ingredients DBHB. Powerful ingredient revs up your metabolism, turns your body into a fat-burning machine in only minutes. I use it. I feel energized. Also, shedding unwanted pounds. Again, Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Try them today. All right, we'll continue along. We'll get into what happened the week I was gone with the NBA protest. Now that they're playing again, did it work? We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got Eric Edholm coming up as we talk NFL and Jacksonville's latest trade and also Jacksonville's latest release. I'm not going to make it Jacksonville heavy, but it's a shake your head thing, but not surprising. We'll get to Eric Edholm as we continue along on Wake Up Call.